Ladies and gentlemen, back from the dead, back from the COVID depths of hell is your friend Brendan. What the fuck's up? Hey, a couple of near-death experiences, one of them by my own hand, and I'm a new person, guys. I'm a new person. You ever just do that? You ever just accidentally become a new person? Yeah, well, I've probably broken through on DMT 20 times and nothing has changed me like COVID. It's the most miserable fucking shit. I had it, I think, in February of 2020, and it was very similar, but this time it was just horrible. I still don't want to eat. I just bought lunch and I took one bite and I'm like, this is disgusting, and I've had this more than 2 weeks, and I don't know. I might just vomit on the phone while I'm talking right now, but you know what? You know what I'm fucking sick of? I'm fucking sick of it here. I'm sick of roommates and dogs and everybody that thinks that because we live in Colorado that it's a fucking Airbnb. Get a hotel. Go take $75 and get a room at the DoubleTree Inn, and they'll make you an egg breakfast. Because this isn't the place. Just because somebody in the house is, you know, insecure and has 495 friends they have to keep up with, doesn't mean anything to me. And you know, it's like you got to listen to fucking anime at 2 a.m. and just whatever other dumb shit they like to, everybody does. It's just ridiculous. And then the dogs barking. Can we kill the dogs? Fuck. Okay, yeah, you guys aren't really used to Brendan being this open, but I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm so over this shit. I'm kind of over Colorado, too. This is my home, and I'm a Broncos fan and I love everything, but I don't care anymore. I'm buying my own house, and I think I'm going to go back to Springfield, Missouri, because houses there are $100,000, and guess what? I can afford one. So see ya. I'm going to paint and probably maybe build a podcast studio. Or I don't know what I'll do. But I'm getting the fuck out of here. I don't really need to be here in Colorado anymore. Everyone's great. All the girls that are addicted to ketamine and, you know, whatever hot DJ's on that night, that's who they're chasing after. So it's just a real wholesome place here in Denver. Everybody's here to better themselves and find out what's going on. So, yeah, no, I'm kidding. But I don't know. You know, when I was 18 and I said I'd leave Springfield and never come back, I was like, you know, you're 18 and you need to explore. That's the outlook you should have. And if you didn't at that point, well, then shame on you. And then you're supposed to run around and smoke DMT 20 times with everyone. And I mean, fuck, I've had so many roommates, and that's what the inevitability of living in Colorado is. You'll always have a roommate unless you're just balling and kicking ass, and you know, for some reason I'm not. So looks like I gotta just pack it in and get the fuck out of here. So yeah, but guess what, I'm an artist and I can art anywhere on this goddamn planet. So I'm going to go back to where things are familiar, where I grew up. I spent all my childhood in Springfield. Got so many friends there. I've got a good dentist. You know, you ever just have a good dentist? A guy that you know you can call and he's going to save your ass if you need him. I've got one of those. Got a good network. I know Springfield like the back of my hand. I know a couple of interesting artists there. I don't know if I'll talk to them, but there's art there. There's shit to do there. there's a college there I can fuck around with if I really feel like it, but I don't know. You know what just sounds nice, guys, is having my own house where nobody's cooking disgusting breakfasts while you're dying of sickness, and a place where it's not a open Airbnb to your roommates' acquaintances of the world. God bless my roommate, but Jesus Christ, can you just cut down on the friends? Nobody likes you that much, buddy. I swear to God, they're using you for your fucking couches and your whatever else you have. Let's be honest. Everyone should be suspicious of people that have over 400 friends they keep up with. It's a little insecure and it's a little just childish. You need 4 friends, 5 tops. Let those ones be okay. You only need 1 or 2 really good ones. I mean, Jesus. And I've been single 10 years. I don't need anybody. I'm a Zen monk. Yeah, I might find a nice girl and settle down in Springfield. I'm definitely not having fucking kids, but I'm open to the idea. And like I said, I just want a house that's mine. I want to have my own firewood and my own fucking backyard. Ugh, doesn't that just sound good? I mean, I've got some great friends here. We play frisbee golf and we don't really go snowboarding all that much. I can come and do that if I really want to. So that's the plan. I'm moving to Springfield, Missouri, and I'm going to do it as soon as fucking possible. Probably before the winter, maybe. I don't know. It's August 25th right now. Yeah, I don't know. But I'm tired of chasing an art scene that doesn't fucking want me. That's a truth. I'm a pretty good painter and I paint my face off all the time, and you go to these art shows that you don't get invited to, and you see who's on the wall and you just want to vomit again. And you go, why is she here? Oh, she works here. Oh, okay, well, she's just greasing the wheels, and everybody's just greasing the wheels. All these females that just never get opportunities just somehow are beating me out at every moment, and with shittier art with at that. So, yeah, I'm tired of looking at horrible visionary art, and by horrible, I mean something that you just see like some of this visionary art and it's like a woman's face and a fucking buffalo and a jaguar and some butterflies, and you just are like, okay, cool. Like, well, who wants that on their wall? Somebody that drinks placenta soup? Like, fuck no. It's so much of the art is just childish shit. And, you know, so much of this psychedelic community is a wash of fucking bullshit. It's like, I don't know. Everybody I talk to that does the most drugs is still not enlightened, let's say, for lack of a better term. And they're just, you know, it's just always, like, drugs are great. I fucking love drugs. Lately, I've been doing a lot of ketamine, but it's like you do a couple bags of ketamine, and then you just go, okay, like, cool. What did I learn? Oh, I learned to quit being a bitch all the time. All right, well, thanks, ketamine. I don't know. What else? Like, psychedelics, I've done thousands of them over those. They're not telling me anything new. The DMT elves, every time I see those bastards, they don't tell me anything new. They just say, hey, you should love more. I go, thank you. Good idea. And I don't know. I guess I'm growing up. I'm turning 32 years old September 17th. And I'm just a jaded puppy. And one of my teacher in high school, Kara Baxley, we'll see if we run into her, but she called me at age 18 the most jaded high schooler she had ever met. And when she told me that, I was literally proud. I was like, hey, what does that word mean again, jaded? She goes, it means that you're just literally over everything and you don't, nothing like excites you. And I said, ooh, that is exactly me. This is like the depressed mindset that everybody says they have and you know, never probably shuts the fuck up about. I have that. And, yeah, I've just been riding it raw this whole time. Currently I'm not medicated, on anything. I don't take antidepressants. I don't take any, Adderall, nothing like that. Up until COVID, I've been a loving weed smoker. Now, the news flash with the COVID is now weed is disgusting. And I tried to take a dab last night and I threw up. I've been eating some gummies, which are okay, but they just make me feel kind of tired and queasy there. So maybe at the moment I just want to move to Springfield because I don't like weed at the moment. And it just, I'm like, whoa, what does that mean? Who am I? I've always been a weed guy and thought I needed to be in Colorado so I could have weed. And I mean, geez, I'm just looking around at houses on Zillow. And I'm like, okay, I'm literally looking at a $75,000 house. It's small, but I'm small. And I'm like, what do I want? I want to just, like, that yard looks fun as fuck to just kick a soccer ball in. Maybe I need to get a basketball hoop and a gun. I should just be an American and just, like, watch football. I love football. Fuck it. Let's go. Let's go. Who wants to be a enlightened, psychedelic oil painter? Ugh. No, you know, what's funny is I'm going to continue to be a psychedelic oil painter because that's one of my best genres or whatever we do. And I don't know though, but I'm just, if you gave me mushrooms right now, I'd tell you to shove them up your ass. Cause I've done so many and I did too many at Red Rocks a few weeks ago, probably when I got COVID. A couple of weeks ago at Red Rocks, I went to Tipper and I'm going to just tell you what I did because I don't give a fuck. So I get there. I think I drank probably 3 or 4 beers in the parking lot. It was nice and warm. Smoked a couple of Johns. And then I decided, I had a big old, I think like a 1.5 gram mushroom with me. So I ate that. And so I was like, okay, cool. I really haven't had a mushroom in a minute. So I found this girl that I was supposed to meet up with. And we chatted for a little while. And then it was time to go in because I thought I was going to get to see my visuals up on the screen. Almost happened, didn't happen, but it was exciting to just have the possibility. So I wanted to get in there at the start so I could see my shit if it was on the screen. So this girl I'm with, I'm like, all right, hey, let's go. And the problem was we have a big hill and like a mountain to climb up before you can get in. And so we start going and she can't do it. She's like, oh my God, I have blood clots and my lungs hurt and I can't breathe. But she's like literally smoking cigarettes and shit. So I'm like, oh, okay, let's slow down and you're okay. We'll just keep on trying. We'll get you up there. Just pace yourself. And I'm, you know, because it's like your first date and you're just like, you don't want to be like, oh my God, come on, get the fuck up this hill. And so I was just like, hey, we're fine. And so the show's starting and I'm like, oh, I'm missing my art on the screen. And we finally get in the line after like 3 or 4 stops and she's going to die. And I'm just like, how am I the most in shape of the group right now? I'm 300 pounds. So I'm like, all right, I gotta go. We get in, and then there's like a, you know, like a little beer line and some shit. But like, to see the stuff, you need to go just like 15 rows up. And so I'm like, hey, I'm gonna go right there. I'm gonna just watch. She understands what's going on. So she goes, okay. And I said, I'm not gonna lose you. Well, I lost her. And so I'm looking for her and I can't find her. And it starts to get dark and everybody's faces get darker and darker and I can't find her. And I'm like, fuck, you know, so lost the girl I was trying to be like on a little first date with, lost her. And so don't know where she is. I think she's got friends, so we're good. And I'm just kind of standing there on the side, and all of a sudden, and like, I'm there for a minute. I walk around a while. I'm looking for a minute, like a good hour, and it's dark. And finally, this guy's like, what are you doing? And I said, I'm just looking for this girl I lost. And he's like, oh, well, he goes, I'm single and I'm looking for girls too. I'm like, all right, buddy. And anyway, he goes, I don't know what we said, but he said something about ketamine. And I said, oh, I was like, I wish I had some ketamine to offer you, bud. And he was like, oh, well, I've got a lot. And I was like, oh, well. And then he just hands me a bag and a straw. And he goes, here you go. And when anybody hands you a full bag and a straw to just fun dip right down in that motherfucker, you're in a dangerous spot, because you want to kind of do a really big line because it's like, hey. But also because you got a straw and a bag, you can do a really, really, really big line. And it could fuck you up. And that's exactly what happened to me. So take a big old riff-a-riff of the Casters. And feeling pretty good. And actually, that's when my mushrooms were starting to kick in. So I'm like, oh, shit, okay. So we're standing on the side, and I'm realizing that my feet are just not under me. And we're standing there, and I'm just focusing on balancing. And the show's going, and it's really cool, and it's beautiful. But this guy's like, we got to go meet my friends. They're on row 24. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I can't do that. And he's like, dude, I'm going to just keep giving you ketamine until you do it. And I'm like, what? And so he gives me another rip of the stuff. And I was like, all right. And at that point, I should not have done that. So I'm like, whatever. So I'm like, all right, let's find these friends. And so I like marched us across the entire Red Rocks aisle, like, you know, 700 people. This is probably how I got COVID. Just going, excuse me. And I've got like my kind of a flashlight and a black shirt and a black hat. I look like security as hell. So, and I usually am security at shows. But anyway, so we go across the entire fucking row looking for his friends. And I said, where are they? And he goes, oh, wait, they're on row 48. And I'm like, dude, I just pushed us through 500 people. And I'm like, I think I'm done. I was like, thanks for the treats. I was like, I'm not doing that again. And he's like, oh, come on. And so, of course, I go with him and we push all the way back through row 48, find his friends. And then I'm just there and I'm like, all right, I'm fucking staying here now. In the middle, halfway up, looks great. I can see Denver for miles. And I'm real, all the second dose of ketamine is hitting me now, and the mushrooms are kicking up, and everything's just wild. And I had to sit down, and I was completely fucked up, and it felt like I was on some analog DMT. It was so computery, and I literally felt like I was on a toy shelf, just sitting on a toy shelf. Like there, and like the drop below me was just, you know, like a shelf. Like I felt like I was in Toy Story, just a toy on a shelf. And I just couldn't even say anything. I was okay, but I was not really enjoying it. I was just sitting there, and I had to sit there for probably 30 minutes. It was a minute, but kind of came down from the ketamine. Probably took more ketamine. Just the whole night was probably too high on ketamine. And then I had a friend. I love him, but Jesus, he kept trying to come sit with me and kept texting. I'm tripping balls just on everything. And he's trying to find me. And I'm like, dude, like, can you just, like, I'm fucked up. I'm like, can you just watch the show? And it's like, no, it's like, I don't have any friends here. I don't want to find you. Why? What are we're not talking. I'm not gonna talk to you while this shit happens. So of course, I gave him my location. Dumb. He found me. And there was already nowhere to stand and sit, and he's now another person on top of me. And then he starts talking about shit I don't know want to talk about, and he's talking about our friends, and I'm just like, I'm like, I'm not enjoying you. And so I kept it going, and never let him know that, of course. I'm a nice fucking guy. This is my problem. I'm too nice, everybody, but nice Brendan is dead. COVID killed him. So now you just got jaded, salty asshole Brendan, and he's just gonna thrive. So, anyway, so my friends there and, the other people that I just met are like, who the fuck is this? And I'm like, I don't fuck Jesus Christ. So I just, the show goes on. It was like another hour, and then they flip the lights on and everybody's leaving, and I'm kind of just like, okay. So I get down the stairs, buy some Chick-fil-A from these kids in a tent, and then I just, oh yeah, I ran into the girl in the parking lot, the girl that I lost. So we talked to her for just a few minutes in the lot, and I was like, I'm sorry. I'm like, I hope you're not mad. She's fine. She had a friend. And I sat in the parking lot for a couple hours just to sober up. And then once I was sober, I drove home. And that was the night. And then the next day, I just remember what getting up, and I had no energy, just so fucking tired. And yeah, I don't know. Just, I was like, okay, I'm gonna just take today off. I already knew I was gonna do that. I had already sold my tickets. And I just was like, I'm done. So I was resting. The kid we had in town, he went to this show the next day with my roommate, and I was just zonked. So, and then slowly started having sniffles, and those sniffles turned to not feeling good, and I'm still not feeling good. I'm sitting here talking, and I'm like, do I need to throw up? This is like my new normal, is asking myself if I need to throw up. I think I'm gonna. Hold on. Excuse me. Okay, excuse that little break there. I didn't throw up, but just with this COVID, it feels like you're just nauseous all the time. And it's like you want to eat and feel just normal, but if this is what being pregnant feels like at all, then whoo. Boy, am I not ever gonna be pregnant. 9 months of that, girls. Ooh, bless your hearts. Bless your hearts. It happened to my mom when she carried my sister. She was just sick as fuck. And we delivered my sister anyway. She lived. Now she's TikTok famous. So, it's just a wild universe out there. But, anyway, my cat just jumped on the table. Nice. What's up, buddy? And I don't know. I haven't painted much in the last 3 weeks. It's hard to feel creative when you just want to die. And poor Pat McAfee, man. My buddy Pat McAfee, he got COVID today and he's running 104. Poor fella. Get well, Mr. Pat. Yeah, so what else? Well, let's recap. We're killing all the dogs. We don't need dogs, guys. My cat, he's safe. He's been with me 5 years. He's cool, man. Besides just wanting to eat a lot, which I understand. My cat's cool as hell. He never makes a sound. He doesn't bother anybody. He's so chill. He just chills, man. I was watching a movie the other night, just chilling with me like a freaking homie. Okay, now he's gonna scratch my bed, but you know, I'm gonna let him because I like that's why I don't have nice things at the moment, because I just let my cat scratch them. Because I don't care. He can scratch the bed. So, Hamilton the cat's cool. I love our dog Lily, but and the neighbor's dog is always barking. And my roommate and the neighbor, 2 weeks into the quarantine, decided that they could not live without blue heeler puppies. And so they just were so empty inside, they had to go get these dogs. And now we just are constantly enjoying them. And not to throw shade, but here it comes. Take care of a dog if you're gonna get one. I mean, I ended up taking care of this dog so fucking much. It was sickening. I'm walking it and playing frisbee with it because it's supposed to run 15 miles a day and it's just not happening. So, and then it's sitting there just shaking in anxiety because its brain wants to run around. And it's just, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think my roommate really was re prepared for that. So, and the neighbor's dog, it's always barking through the front window. What is it doing? Like, just, I don't know. Get it a job. These dogs need jobs. That's the end of it. So, let's get the dogs some jobs. These worthless pieces of shit. And, what else? What other positive fun things can we talk about right now? I'm out. I don't know. Maybe I should try to eat my lunch again. I got a pita from a nice little pita place in Boulder. And I don't know. Like, I really need to smoke weed to try to eat it, but if I smoke, try to smoke weed, I'm gonna just get sick. Ugh. I don't know what to do, guys. Help me. Anyway, I'll let you know if I have a going away party here in Colorado. I was looking forward to the Casa Bonita version 2, bought by our buddies Trey and Matt, the South Park guys. I used to have my birthday at Casa Bonita when I was very young. When we first moved here from England, when I was like 2.5, 3, that's the first thing kind of remember is having my birthday party at Casa Bonita. It's a classic, iconic Coloradan establishment. But we're just gonna let all these Colorado sluts have it. Yeah. What else? Can I give you guys any silly jokes? What silly jokes do I have? Knock knock. Who's there? Oh, is it I want to kill everybody's dog and leave the state? Yes. That's me. No, I would never hurt a dog. That's just, you know, you do too many drugs. You do enough drugs, you can't hurt a dog. You just want to, and you just go, why did you guys get dogs? You're just horrible owners. Neglectful, lazy, horrible people that didn't need dogs, and here you now you have them. So just enjoy and just love them like they were a person. Yeah, so just you can tell I'm having a good day. You can tell I'm feeling positive. And I just might go put on my rainbow wig and dance around in the backyard. Does anybody have a hula hoop I can borrow? One with the little LED blinker lights? Because that just sounds like a flow I could get into. And you guys know I'm about the rhythm of the flow. They called me Flo in high school for so many reasons. And it's just about time I get back into the hoop arts. So, yeah, I'm going to quit painting. Painting's done. I'm now a hula hooper. And my name is Cassidy. So, anyway, is that a fun episode? I feel like you guys got to hear me go a little crazy and just, you know, I don't give a fuck anymore, guys. I'm not sorry. Like, I thought I'd come here to Colorado. This is what happened. I thought I'd come out here to Colorado and make a bunch of friends with all the artists, and they'd somehow, like, help me get to a higher place and push myself and get into these gallery shows that I want to be a part of. But no, they hang out with shittier painters that paint retarded animals and judge people all the time, but act like perfect little girls. And somehow these people just do so well here. And you go to these shows and they're in there, and all these festivals, they're the ones getting in. And it's like, why? Oh, it's because they're friends with everybody. Oh, okay, good. So glad I got into art to be in this social contest where you can do a better painting than someone, but it actually doesn't matter because you're not as popular. So fuck them all. Fuck y'all. I don't give a fuck. Cheers to being an independent artist again, and continue to do so. So just, that's the thing. If you're out there and you think that being on a podcast, or getting invited to a group show or something, you think that's going to help you, it's not. Just get better at painting by yourself and show them all. I'm about to show them all, guys. I've got some of the best shit of my life about to happen, artistically. And yeah, you don't really need anything else. Maybe a basketball hoop. So, all right, go Broncos. Springfield, look out. I'm coming for you. Much love.